The Patent and Trademark Office's Patents for Humanity program has made awards in medicine, nutrition, sanitation, energy, and living standards. No mechanical apple peelers in this group. Joining me with more about the Patents for Humanity and this year's winners, Program Director Edward Elliott. Edward, good to have you on.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having us today.
So tell us about these patents. These are patents that were otherwise applied for, but somehow identified as possibly being eligible for this separate program. Tell us how it all works.
Yeah, so we put out a call for patent owners out there to apply to this program. So it's separate from their patent applications, but we invite anyone to apply who is using their patented inventions to benefit humanity, and we lay out criteria that we look for. It's more than just about good ideas, but it's about inventions that are actually making a difference in people's lives.
What are the criteria for inclusion and then selection eventually as a winner?
So we look for several things when we're evaluating applications. They have to have a technology that addresses a humanitarian issue. It has to be used to help an impoverished population. And we look for what steps the applicant has taken to make that technology available for this purpose, and also the impact that it's having on people's lives to improve their situation.
And who are the judges?
So the judges we recruit from outside of the agency. Many of them come from universities where they are either professors in fields such as medicine or engineering or law, public policy, or also we get judges who work in technology transfer offices and are used to dealing with a wide range of different technical subject matters.
And I just had one detail question here. I see one of the winners is the Food and Drug Administration, and I didn't realize federal agencies could get patents.
Yes, in fact, they can. There is a law that was passed in the 80s that allows other federal agencies to obtain patents on their inventions, and a lot of times those are used to help the invention make its way into the commercial marketplace. So the agencies will then license the patents to outside companies to further develop them.
All right. So, well, why don't we start there then? The patent, the Food and Drug Administration was one of the four top winners for developing an improved meningitis vaccine. Tell us about them.
Yeah. So the scientists at the FDA worked on this problem of meningitis, which is used to be rampant in sub-Saharan Africa, and they invented a new type of vaccine that had lasted longer and was more effective than previous formulations. And specifically, they worked on a process to help manufacture this vaccine in large quantities with better yields. And they've worked with a number of outside groups, including the Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization, to help bring this vaccine and immunize millions of people in Africa. I believe over 235 million people have been immunized so far under this program.
So that's meeting the criterion you mentioned earlier, steps taken to get the invention out so it can actually do the good.
Exactly, that's right.
Another recipient was Case Western Reserve University for malaria work.
Yes, yeah, so they've come up with this very cool new way to test for malaria. The standard test requires a microscope, and it's not always accurate. Sometimes it gives a lot of false positives or false negatives. So either someone has malaria and the test says they don't, or the opposite, they don't have malaria and the tests say they do. The problem with that is people who are sick may not be receiving the treatments, the drugs that they need, and people who are well and receiving the drugs anyway could get sick later and contribute to the problem of drug resistance and malaria. So what Case Western did is they found this way to detect malaria using iron byproducts that are created in the bloodstream by the malaria parasite. And so you just use the sample of blood you use lasers and magnets to analyze it and get a very quick and very accurate result that's much cheaper than standard diagnostic tests.
We're speaking with Edward Elliott, director of the Patents for Humanity program at the Patent and Trademark Office, and there are some profitable ventures. Guest Vision was a winner for a pre-eclampsia test.
Yes, so preeclampsia is a condition that occurs during pregnancy, and if not treated, it can lead to severe complications for new mothers. So Guest Vision has developed a new way to test for preeclampsia using proteins in a standard urine test. And they've made these kits available around the world through partnerships with the Nationwide Children's Hospital and USAID and the Gates Foundation, so that mothers in developing countries can be diagnosed and treated before it becomes a problem.
At Gates Foundation again, they're very involved here.
And they are very active in this area.
And your fourth winner this year, Global Good Fund, Global Good Fund at Intellectual Ventures.
Global Good Fund is a research lab set up by Intellectual Ventures to address humanitarian issues around the world. They get together very bright people to work on problems that are affecting humanity. And one of the solutions that they came up with was their project they won for this time. It's called the ArcTech Cooler, and it's a vaccine storage device that can keep vaccines cold for over a month with no power required. So you just drop the vaccine in the cooler, you put a little bit of ice in it, and then the vaccine is good and can be delivered to very remote areas that don't have electricity and don't have refrigeration, and it helps disseminate vaccines to larger populations.
And what do the recipients receive? A medal, a cash, recognition?
So they get recognition at an award ceremony hosted by us. And they also receive a voucher to accelerate one of their other patent matters before the office. So they can take another application that they're working on and move it through the queue a little bit faster.
And this has been going for some years now.
Yes, this is the third time that we've given awards through this program. We announced the first pilot in 2012, and under the Obama administration, we've made it a permanent program.
Do you have any personal favorites that you've seen over the years?
Oh, gosh, there's so many great stories. It's hard to pick just one. I encourage all the listeners to go to the USPTO website and read about the incredible work that all our patent owners are doing.
Edward Elliott is director of the Patents for Humanity program at the USPTO. Thanks so much for joining me.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom.